Hi everybody from Red Balloon, how are you? This is Fergus and here are the phrases that you needed to practice for the homework that I asked you to do. Remember I told you there were old phrases that use the verb turn? So the instructions were you need to listen and you need to pause the recording and try and repeat it and write it. Then listen to the next one, pause, repeat, write. Listen, pause, repeat, write. Listen, pause, repeat, write. Okay, so here comes the first phrase. And there are five words. Listen to it. Not to turn a hair. Number two. There are seven words here. And it is to have a nice turn of phrase. The next one also has seven words. Number three, not to know which way to turn. Number four, again, there are seven words. And here it is. To turn as red as a beetroot. The next one, number five, has five words. And it is to turn the clock back. The next one, number six, there are also five words, and it is to turn a blind eye. Next, number seven, there are only four words. We say to toss and turn. Number eight, five words, and it is to take it in turns. Number nine, there are five words. One of these words is what we call a hyphenated word. For example, you know, old fashioned. There's old, then hyphened, and then fashion. So really that's just one word, but it has a hyphen in it. So if I said there are one, two, three, four, five words, that means one of the words is made from two words and there's a hyphen there. Okay, so listen carefully, and it's like this. A turn up for the book. Okay, so, like I said, listen, pause, repeat, write, and only when you finish doing that exercise then you can look at the box in page 87 to check your spelling, but only after you have practiced the pronunciation. Don't look at the spelling before you practice the pronunciation. That's really important. Okay guys, I hope you enjoy and I hope this is good for you. We will see you next week. Have a nice weekend. Bye bye.